the core event is Israel's idolatry with the golden calf at Mount Sinai, juxtaposed with a New Testament warning against similar sins. The main characters are the Lord, Aaron, and the Israelites, with Moses acting as intercessor. The context is the covenant establishment at Sinai, following the giving of the law and instructions for the tabernacle. In Exodus, the Lord appoints Bezalel and Oholiab for tabernacle construction and commands Sabbath observance. After receiving the stone tablets, Moses delays on the mountain. People pressure Aaron to make gods, fashions a golden calf, builds an altar, declares a festival involving sacrifices, drinking, and revelry. Lord informs Moses of the corruption and threatens destruction. Moses intercedes, appealing to God's reputation and covenant promises, calling God to relent. Ascending, Moses sees the calf and dancing, breaks the tablets, destroys the calf, and confronts Aaron. Levites kill about 3,000 people. Moses later seeks atonement, offering himself for blotting out, but God states he will blot out the sinners and later strikes the people with a plague. Nay, in 1 Corinthians, do. Paul cites the golden calf incident as a warning against idolatry. The people sat to eat, drink, and rose to revel. Day. He lists other wilderness failures as examples, concluding that God provides a way to endure temptation. Psalm 106 recounts the calf, exchange of God for an image, and Moses standing in the breach to avert destruction. Nay, this episode represents a catastrophic breach of the newly established covenant, showcasing Israel's rapid apostasy and God's justice tempered by Moses' intercession. It serves as a foundational warning against idolatry in the biblical narrative, directly referenced later as a paradigm of unfaithfulness. The event interrupts the tabernacle instructions, lighting the tension between divine provision for worship and human propensity for false worship